Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few minutes of inspiration with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about gratitude, love, and blessings. You see, sometimes in the midst of a challenge, our first thought is to complain. My goal is to have my first thought be one of gratitude, love, and blessings. Instead of saying, I wish there were no eye pain, or I wish my 4-pound puppy didn't bark like a giant 40-pound dog, I say, thank you, God, for my life, just as it is. Thank you for my breath. I appreciate it. And I leave out the part about the pain and figure God already knows about the pain. And, honestly, I get tired of talking about it. Although I know our Heavenly Father never gets tired of listening to us. But the point is that I say, you know, thank you, God, for my puppy. You know, thank you for giving me something precious to love and a puppy that loves me back. See, I understand that there are people who were born and they have never seen a day in their life. I understand there are some people who are injured later in life and they lose the ability to see. When I think about life in those terms, and I think about the many ways that I am blessed each day, I realize I don't have any reason to complain. And I have no reason to worry or stress. You know, my life is going to be what it's going to be. My side is going to be how it is. And I'm okay with that. Because I've learned as I've gotten older that there are so many other things that happen each day that are worse than anything that I have ever faced. You know, there are people that are struggling and, I just have pain, you know? It's not an easy pain, but it's still a blessed life. And so when I make my first response, one of faith, love, and gratitude, my mood lifts, my problems seem small, and I worry less about the situation. And so my thought for you is if you could find the blessing in any problem that you face, perhaps you can change your thoughts too. Maybe you can say, thank you, God, for what I'm going through. You know, and thank you for not being where I was before. Because I think that anytime we make steps of progression, we are blessed. You know, even if we have, you know, high mountains to climb, you know, or we have to go through the mud to get where we're going, the point is that we have the ability to keep going, you know. And yes, some days pain feels like a mountain. It feels like a mountain that no one can scale. And there are days that it feels like I am stuck in mud or quicksand. And nothing I do provides a lifeline. But the point is, there are days. There are days, and some people didn't live to see today. You know, there are some people who struggle every second of the day. And they just want to live. They want food to eat, water to drink, and clothes on their back. So I have no reason to complain. You know, I don't know what anyone else is going through. And I don't want you to think that I am negating your struggle, because that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to share the fact that there are things you can do that you can enjoy. And God loves you. So my hope is that my thought for the day helps make your day a little easier, a lot brighter, and you see your challenges as less troublesome. Because the blessing is that we are here. And as long as we are here and breathing, we have a chance to do better, to live better, to be better, and to love more. So I am going to wish you well in your day. May you have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Until we speak again, goodbye.